figure I'll just spend a little bit of time telling you a little bit about what's been going on here during all the COVID stuff, and then what's been going on with the church. So since March, let's see, starting in March, they put everyone here on self-isolation. So they did not specifically say to the churches that they could not meet. They just asked that the churches for a time possibly consider that, and so we chose for several months that we did not meet. We did online, just like you're doing in America,
or have done in America. And so then we started back about, I guess, 2 weeks ago. So this would be our third Sunday that we have been meeting together again. Again, the government, everybody else is, well, a lot of things are still supposedly on self-isolation, but you kind of see how that works in America too, you know. Well, we won't go into all the politics of all that. It's a little bit similar here too. We've got some places that are still, you know, closed, but other things are opening up. So we have been able to take advantage of that fact and had a couple Sundays where we've been meeting. And so we still do online for some of the people, because we have some people, because of health issues and other things, or high risk groups that we have online for them, as well as the people that are able to come. They come to the services. This yesterday, for us yesterday, your Sunday today, we had our first Sunday school class again. So the adults met in one part of the building, the young people met in another part of the building, and so we were able to have Sunday school again instead of just one open service for everybody. So we're kind of excited about that. So we're kind of just playing it by ear. Of course, for us, we're coming to the end of summer. So by the end of August, we'll already be into closer to more like fall-like weather. So obviously things like where we would normally have VBS or other programs like that, this summer's kind of been we haven't been able to have any of those things. But, you know, it's amazing that today we had two first-time visitors that came because they looked on the internet and found where the church was located and found that we were going to be having services and just showed up. So and then we also had one young man that came because one of his classmates invited him to come to the service today, and so that was kind of exciting to see, you know, that in the midst of everything that's going on, that, you know, God brought some new faces into the services today. So we're excited about getting things kind of opening up again and whatever else. For our family, we're about to hit a big milestone and transition point. My two oldest children, Alyssa and Christina, are preparing to board a plane, if we can ever get an itinerary set, to go to America to start college. I have booked 5 itineraries, and every single one of them have been canceled. The last one was for August 9th, and that one got canceled. And so my task after I take a nap after this today is to try and get another itinerary booked for them to get them to America so that they can start Bible college. So we're excited for them, and yet I can't imagine our home changing forever with, you know, with not having them around day in and day out, you know. And so it's kind of like we're excited for them, and yet we're kind of not really looking forward to it. And it's been a great thing. You know, the one great thing with this, everything that's happened, is we've been able, they were supposed to leave in June to go to America so they could work for the summer to earn money for college. And that didn't work out. And so instead of them leaving June 3rd, you know, it's going to be, we've already now, today's Monday, August 3rd. So we've added, you know, that extra time that we've been able to have with them. And so, you know, I really just, you know, thank the Lord for that. So we're kind of excited about that. Our furlough, of course, was supposed to have started. We were supposed to fly out July 23rd, but just because of there, again, with not being able to get an itinerary, not being able to get a flight, and some things like that, we just felt the Lord just moving and leading and to cancel that and to move it to sometime in the spring of next year. Again, I haven't really set a date yet for any of that. We're just kind of waiting to see, you know, how the Lord's going to lead in the opportunities that we have, you know, possibly maybe April of next year. If not, we'll see when the Lord leads for us to possibly come to America after that and possibly have a furlough. But we're getting prayer cards printed up. They're supposed to be ready soon. And so we're going to have those mailed out, so everybody should get the new prayer card in the next couple months if we can arrange to get that mailed out. As far as prayer requests, you know, for the ministry here, of course, just kind of getting back into our regular routine and people getting used to, you know, there have been some advantages of having online because. People who are traveling or not able to be in the service for some reason, maybe they're ill or whatever else, they're able to join in through the online service. So we're kind of learning that maybe it's an aspect of ministry that we want to provide for certain people, you know, for certain situations. So kind of excited about, you know, the possibility of having something like that in addition to our regular services. Prayer requests for, again, for the ministry, just that we would be able to figure out a new way, new opportunities that we have to be able to reach the people around us with the gospel, especially taking advantage of the coronavirus situation to reach people, you know, that we've read some things and whatever else of increase in suicide. And in fact, in the neighboring building right next to us, two young ladies, 24 and 28, jumped from the ninth story window. And so, you know, we've had an opportunity to, you know, to talk to at least one of the neighbors as a result of that. So, you know, just pray that God will continue to open the doors of opportunity for us to be able to reach the people as they are going through this as well. I guess that kind of is a brief update of some of the things that are going on here. So again, we're thankful that we can be here, that the Lord has opened the door for us to be here for another, you know, 9 months or so. During this period where we would have been away on furlough. And I'm so thankful because, you know, not being able to meet together for such an extended period of time, and then for, you know, the pastor to leave for 5.5 or whatever months is just an enormous, would be an additional hardship and burden for the church. And so I had some of our men come up to us even before, you know, God was starting to lead with the decision to change the furlough dates, and we had some people come up and just say, would you consider changing? We just feel like, you know, this is just not, you know, that this is just really difficult if you guys were to leave now and whatever. So, you know, God is faithful. You know, he does not create confusion. He creates order in all things that where we allow him to guide our paths, even though it's not according to our plan, but it's still an amazing thing. And, you know, so just getting back together again, we actually had dinner on the grounds, a little meal together, social distancing sort of, but, you know, we were able to spend time together. And so it's just been a great blessing. We're thankful for you guys and for your prayers. And so I guess that's kind of an update of what's going on here.